بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث التاسع عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر بلعق الأصابع والصحبة وقال إنكم لا تدرون في أيها البركة. رواه مسلم. We are still in this chapter which discusses the great importance of following Sunnah, and that is a very, very important aspect in our lives. And if we want to see who is on the right path, see what is the attitude with Sunnah, whether you regard Sunnah as something small and light, or do you give great importance to Sunnah. And those are the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah in our circles, who are known as Ulama-i Dioban, in which Sunnah plays a very, very important part. So the various hadith we have read of the great importance of Sunnah, this is the ninth and the hadith in this chapter. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had commanded that the utensil must be licked. That is, after eating, don't just leave it like that, clean it out properly. So much so that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, whenever Sahaba were invited by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and after they ate and the dishes went back into the kitchen by Hazrat Aisha, she said, I knew exactly from where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate, because it was completely clean. Nothing was left there for waste. So lick your fingers also and clean the plate also. After eating, to lick the fingers is also sunnat. And that is the most important aspect, that it is sunnat. Also, scientifically it has been proven, though we don't need all that, but a certain liquid comes out, a certain fluid from the fingers. And by licking it, it digests the food of a person. So that advantage also a person gets. And the plate must be clean. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah, practically taught us these things, that he even used to wipe the teacup, just with a little, there are no tea drops also left, but just that little bit like tea is left, that also he should clean out. And he was very particular also, that where you eat, around your plate must be also completely clean. Any crumbs that fall out, etc., must also be eaten, they mustn't go for waste. And it also shows the neatness of a person. A person who eats and all around the plate are all crumbs, etc., it shows that he's not a person whose islah has been made. In fact, you can say he's not a civilized person. Though he might be so much in knowledge, he might be so much in ibadah, but when you see his eating habits, then you find lot of cause for concern. And further, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدْرُونَ فِي أَيِّهَا الْبَرَكَةَ. You people do not know where the barakat lies. Perhaps just in that little bit that's left on the finger, all the barakat of the food was in there. Perhaps it was left in the plate. We ate everything, but no barakat. We perhaps just filled our stomachs, no strength in there, no physical strength for our body, no spiritual strength to make ibadah. And in that one little bit that is left, that little that fell out of the plate, the barakat might be in there. What is left on your fingers, the barakat might be in there. What is left in the plate, the barakat might be in there. So don't leave it. We don't know where the barakat, there is barakat from Allah Ta'ala. We don't know in which part it is. So be keen to try and acquire all that barakat. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَهُ. And in another narration also of Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the same subject matter is discussed in a different way. إِذَا وَقَعَتْ لُكْمَةُ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلْيَأْخُذْهَا. If a morsel of food falls from a person's hand and it fell out of the plate, then what should he do? فَلْيُمِتْ مَا كَانَ بِهَا مِنْ أَذَنْ. If any dirt has come on there, and with the dastarkhan there is no dirt. But if you think any dirt has touched the food, remove that dirt, remove what should not be there. Wal yaqulha, and then eat it. Wala yada'ha li shaytan, and don't leave it for shaytan. That will be the most foolish thing to do, is to give food to Shaitan, our enemy, and to make Shaitan strong. You are strengthening your enemy, and nobody will do that in his right senses. But when we leave that food, we are leaving it for Shaitan, and we are making him strong to attack us. وَلَا يَمْسَحْ يَدَهُ بِالْمِنْدِيرِ حَتَّى يَلْأَقَ أَصَابِعَهُ. And he should not wipe his hands with a tissue in our times, or with a cloth, etc., until first he should lick his fingers. Don't waste that. Don't let it go when wiping the hands or even washing the hands. Before that, make sure you lick your fingers. لَا يَدْرِي فِي أَيَّ طَعَامِهِ الْبَرَكَةِ. A person doesn't know in which part of the food is the barakat. So a person should follow the sunnah, and we can see what a refined deen we have been given. What a perfect Nabi we have been given. A Nabi not only of 1400 years ago, but a perfect Nabi of today also. And a perfect Nabi till the day of Qiyamah. That even our eating habits, how they should be, that also has been taught to us, and in detail it has been taught to us. And things where our mind could never reach, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us all that. وَفِي رِوَايَةِ اللَّهُ. In another narration of Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it comes in this way. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ يَحْضُرُ أَحَدُكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مِنْ شَأْنِهِ. Shaitan comes to a person in all his matters. Whatever he does, he woke up, Shaitan is there to mislead him. He goes to toilet, Shaitan is there to mislead him. He wears his clothes, Shaitan is there to mislead him. Whatever he does, Shaitan is there all the time. حَتَّى يَحْضُرُهُ عِنْدَ طَعَامِهِ. Even when he sits down to eat, Shaitan is also there. And Shaitan also wants to partake of the food when we are eating. So if we say Bismillah, we close the doors for Shaitan, and then he cannot eat. But unfortunately, almost all of us, we don't say Bismillah. We think we are saying Bismillah, but we don't read the Bismillah. And we can think for ourselves, whenever we sit to eat, do we hear anyone reading Bismillah? And a person should read it to himself, but at least with a little sound to remind others. But Bismillah is hardly read. And when that is the case, then Shaitan also partakes of the food. And we are feeding our enemy now. We prepare the food, we buy the food, we prepare it, and now we are feeding our worst enemy just because we don't say Bismillah. And in any case then, فَإِذَا سَقَطَتْ مِنْ أَحَدِكُمُ اللُّقْمَةِ. And if a morsel of food falls from the hand of a person while eating, فَلْيُمِتْ مَا كَانَ بِهَا مِنْ أَذَىٰ. If there is any dirt that has touched it, then clean that off. After that, فَلْيَأْكُلْهَا وَلَا يَدَأْهَا لِلشَّيْطَانِ. And then he should eat it, and he should not leave it for Shaitan. If we leave it just like that, then Shaitan, he comes and he takes part of that food, and then we are nourishing and fattening our enemy and making him strong over us. So our etiquette of eating, adab, are also very, very important, that we learn them, and they are not only these few that have been mentioned here. They are much more. But perhaps none of us will take the trouble after this to go and find out what are the etiquettes of eating. We'll just carry on as we are eating like animals. And no consideration that how we should eat as a Muslim, as an ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It won't prick us in the least, but perhaps none of us will take the trouble to go and find out. And we just end this what we have heard also, we'll forget it completely. It is not in our mind. As soon as we get up from here, it's just out of our mind completely. We don't pay any heed. Yes, if there was a talk of how to make money, then that will be in everyone's mind, top on his mind. And it will be here, and when he gets up also, it's with him all the time. If a prescription has to be given for diabetes, then everyone will take it to heed, even if he hasn't got diabetes. He'll go home and tell it and say, inform so and so and that. But dini matters, zero. That means it doesn't mean anything to us. And from that we should measure our level of Iman and our affiliation with Islam and with our deen. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.